Second here.
He changed my. He counted wrong.
The officials are now. Congress is in session here. update from your Harbor Beach game. It's now 14-0. Shelkey with both touchdown runs. The first one was 7-0, but 8 minutes left in the first. Shelkey with a 78-yard run. Second play from scrimmage for Harbor Beach. And then Shelkey with another 30-yard run makes it 14-0 with 5:10 left in the first. As now we are marched back to the 7-yard line. You know, if they just listen to me once in a while, we'd be better off here.
Well, maybe we can plug in an earpiece for him next year, Clark.
A second and 17 is Dustin Cady going right through the middle on the keeper. He gets all the way out past the 15-yard line, out to the 16-yard line, maybe the 17 even, according to the spot. Brought down by 75, Courtney Cowling, the junior, for Sandusky with 15 seconds left here in the first quarter. And it now brings up a 3rd and 9, so an 8-yard gain for Dustin Cady, as they are looking right into that weather coming right off the bay.
Yeah, and the read option again, Dustin Cady pulling the ball back, letting Dubes go through the hole first, following his fullback through, getting them back to the original line of scrimmage.
And we have reached the first quarter, end of the first quarter with no score. It's 0-0 with one quarter in the books on WLAW Sports Network. Lakers with the ball against Sandusky to start the second.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
I won't be surprised if we start to see some fires built in the stands here to stay warm, at least keep the heat, keep the snow away from them, melt that snow, as we have flags flying from every direction. This is going to be more than likely a false start against Lakers. And indeed it is. It's disco night here early. That's going to be 5 yards marched off of a 3rd and 9, back to a 3rd and 14 for the Lakers here. Deeper and deeper into their own territory.
Again, I think he did a couple extra swirls of the hands, Clark, just to try and stay warm.
that official looks like he has about 18 layers on. That'd be John Bright, our referee tonight. 3rd and 14 now, or yes, 3rd and 14 again for the Lakers. Now moving right to left across your radio from their own 11-yard line. First down marker is at the 25. Receiver wide to the right, power pistol to the left. Cady, your quarterback. High snap, barely brings it in. And they dive forward with it.
Wow.
And they're actually going to say there was a fumble on that. And recovered by Lakers at the 10-yard line. So a loss of a yard, we'll say, to the credit of Cady, and brings up 4th and 15.
Another high snap. Dustin Cady basically just kind of knocks it down. It bounces in front of him, and the Terrence Dubes actually dives on the loose ball to save possession for Lakers for now. 4th down and long upcoming.
So they're going to bring out the punt team here. And with these types of weather conditions, at least the wind is behind them for once. With a 4th and 15, and another bad snap. He has to pick it up in the end zone. And he's going to get this punt away somehow, Terrence Dubes. It's going to bounce at the 25-yard line and take a Laker bounce, believe it or not, to the 28.
Wow, another punt, another snap that's high, and they're underestimating how wet the football is. Just nonchalantly puts his hands up. The ball goes right through his hands, and he's very fortunate to be able to pick that ball up, scramble around a little bit, and kick it away to the 28-yard line.
So 2 minutes and 18 seconds on that drive resulted in -5 yards in 6 plays. Gives the ball to Sandusky at the 28-yard line of Lakers. A very short field to work with here And potentially, this is what Sandusky was looking for.
Oh, so far, Sandusky has played virtually a perfect game without scoring, but they have made the Lakers look not very good so far. Neither team able to get anything going, but Sandusky right now with super field position.
Four straight punts here. We'll see what Sandusky does in their drive. It's a handoff to the right side, and Lakers swarms to the ball at the 26-yard line. They're actually going to mark him down at the 27. On the bottom of that pile is number 21, Joe Stone, brought down by Diaz Reyes, coming out of the secondary to stop him. And it's going to be a gain of one when all is said and done, according to the spot at the 26. And brings up second and nine, working off the right hash.
Yeah, Joe Stone lining up behind the quarterback, behind him and to his left. Chase Tucker behind him and to his right. They're very close, and when the play goes to the right, the quarterback turns to his left and hands the ball to the second backer, in this case, Joe Stone. And Chase Tucker uses a lead blocker and picks up a block, but too many Laker defenders on the right-hand side. A short gain, maybe just 1 yard.
Wing T to the right, two men in the backfield, wing to the right. And it's going to be a keeper for Lisecki coming around the right end, and he gets all the way down to the 21-yard line, brought down by Austin McCabe, racking up the tangles tonight. He's shy of the first down by about 3 yards. The first down marker's at the 18. They're at the 21.
Yeah, the quarterback, Jacob Lisecki, turning to his left and faking the handoff and continues to do his full circle all the way around to the left and actually runs to the right, if that makes sense. He spins all the way around just to fake the handoff and then uses the two running backs as lead blockers again, gets upfield, bringing up a third and manageable.
Third and three, working still off that right hash. Scoreless in this game in the second quarter, 9:40 left. Wing T to the right, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper again. And stopping him is number seven, Seth Bowles, near the first down marker. It's going to be close, as they're right down to the 18-yard line. No official word from the referee as they're marking him down at the 19, believe it or not.
Wow, that's definitely going to be short.
He's short by a yard, according to the spot. A two-yard gain when they needed three. Fourth and a yard to go for Sandusky, working off the right hash.
No doubt they're going to go for it here, Clark. Into the wind. You can't even think about your kicker at this point. I don't know how good he is, but that's a long kick into this wind. And 1 yard, anything's possible. I think they're going to go for it here.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they're doing as they have two men in the backfield, wing to the right in number 21, Joe Stone. Lisecki is under center. And it's a handoff, and Lakers there to stuff him at the 19-yard line. 52, excuse me, there is no 57.
That's Taylor Fall
comes through and stops him short of the first down, and we have a turnover down. Lakers returns the favor to Sandusky. And the Lakers, despite a very short field on defense, they stop them on fourth down and get the ball back at the 19-yard line with 8:33 left here in the second quarter.
Oh, this is just an old-fashioned, this would be, as you would call it, a small-town throwdown here, Clark, right now. I mean, really, neither team being able to do anything with the football on offense. Sandusky finally getting a punt and a couple penalties to go in their favor to give them good field position, but can do nothing with it. Fourth and one, big-time stop by the Lakers' D-line.
Power pistol to the left, and they hand it off to Diaz Reyes, who gets tripped up out to the 20-yard line. Stopped by number 45, Wyatt Bradley, the freshman. And Diaz Reyes is now down on the field as he kind of came down a little tough, and now he's getting up off his own pressure. Looks like an ankle injury here, and he's coming off, hobbling off.
Yeah, Wyatt Bradley, so far calling his name early and often for the Sandusky defense, makes a nice tackle on the lower body of Diaz Reyes, who just simply took a handoff straight up the middle and clipped him kind of low, Clark, so apparently just nicked him up a little bit. Hopefully he can get that retaped and get back out there.
And Brady Post comes in to replace him. They send Post wide to the right, and it looks like a power eye to the right, almost like. And it's another bad snap, and it's fumbled, and it goes straight into the line of scrimmage, not even close to Dustin Cady. Cady looks confident that it is still Laker ball, no sign yet, and it is Laker ball.
Ever faithful Terrence Dubes hops on that again that covers up the loose fumble to save possession for this Lakers offense that has looked sloppy so far in this first half.
It's now 21-0 Hyrule Beach for those keeping score at home. Josh Shelley with the third score of the night, a 49-yard run. Or Josh Shelkey makes it Harbor Beach 21-0. And our score game here, no score. Wind must not be blowing in Harbor Beach. As it's third and nine now here for the Lakers at their own 20-yard line. almost a little bit of a high snap again, and they somehow hang on to it all the way out.